I'm Shelley Delaney. If you buy a Hawaiian dinner plate, you will not only enjoy a great meal, but also have a chance to help a Juneau man who was injured back in January. Joining me now to tell me more about that is Elsa Demeska. Hi, Elsa.
Hi, Shelley.
And Tonya Cramp. Hi, Tonya.
Hi.
Great
to see you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, great to see you both. Thanks for being here today. You're both here to talk about a fundraiser for your friend Kalei Weary. And before we get into that, I just wanted to ask you both to introduce yourselves. Tell me a little bit about this hula dance group that you're a part of. Elsa, let's start with you.
Hi, yes, I'm Elsa Demeksa. And we are part of a Juneau hula group called Hui Hula O Manoa. We are part of a larger Hawaiian, international hula group that's based out of Honolulu. But we've been around for about 10 years, and we do a lot of performances at the Pioneer Home and, you know, senior retirement homes and those kinds of things at the hospital and places like that, wherever we're invited.
And Tonya, you're part of the group as well. Would you please introduce yourself and tell me what you do with Hui Hula O Manoa?
Hi, my name's Tonya Cramp, and I help lead the class. I work with our kumu, our hula teacher in Oahu, and then I help lead our classes here when she is not here to be with us. So we meet twice a week, and we have a lot of fun together.
She's what you call our alakai. That's an official, actually, word for all assistant instructors of kumu hulas.
Excellent. So, well, it's great to meet you both. And I understand that you both rallied your hula dance group to form Friends of Kalei Weary. Can you tell us about Kalei for those who don't know him?
Okay. The way we know Kalei is being a hula dance group. He's a Hawaiian man, of course, and he plays ukulele, and he accompanies us when we perform. Like a couple of years ago, we did a performance out at Haynes Fair, and he was our musician there. And he's a very generous man with his time, and very knowledgeable, of course, of Hawaiian songs. And, you know, so, and Tonya, you want to tell him a little about what happened with Kalei?
You want to know, he fell off his ladder in January and had extensive fractures in his body, his skull, bleeding in his brain. So Kalei is, you know, relearning all his motor skills, how to do everything again. And the family flies back and forth every other couple weeks. And so they've incurred a lot of medical expenses, and it's going to continue for many years. His rehab is going to be long-term. And so we just want to help the family out. And for those of you who maybe ride down Riverside Drive during the holidays, the Crossan Rotary Park is his house, and he has the Mele Kaliki Maka all lit up in his backyard. So it's full of lights, and they asked him, his family asked him, "Dad, how many lights do you put up for Christmas?" And he's like, 10,000. So, I mean, all out, yes, for decorating. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Halloween is his other favorite, and the kids in the neighborhood just love, you know, going to his house.
I understand he has also been active in JAM for the past few years, Juneau Alaska Music Matters, helping kiddos learn the ukulele.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
He volunteers at Glacier Valley School.
Yes. In his grandson's classroom, he would go in just to volunteer to help any students that were needing extra assistance or help with art projects, play the ukulele in the class. So all around, just generous, generous man who gave of his time for his community, you know. And then when JAM expanded to Riverbend Elementary, he also went over there to help with that program.
Well, it sounds like his community is really important to him, as well as his Hawaiian heritage. So tell me a little bit about the fundraiser that you're holding and how you're helping to raise some money for him and his family.
Well, we're on August 6th, we're selling 650 Hawaiian plates prepared by, volunteers and us. And it will be $20 a plate, a Hawaiian plate. And it will have pulled pork, teriyaki chicken, rice, and macaroni salad, a typical Hawaiian plate. And we're throwing in a cookie for,
just for fun.
Right, just for fun. I mean, the tickets are going really fast. So we have a few left. We would be, thrilled to be sold out. And we're going to be present at
the Diamond Baseball Field parking lot. So you'll enter, go through the where the light is at the Mendenhall Valley Library, and then come in through the parking lot, zip through, pick up your meal, and then exit back out.
That's great. Right. And that is on Saturday, August 6th. What time should we plan to pick up our meals?
Between 5 and 7. There's 2 hours. There's a car window. Yeah.
That's great. Sounds like you've got it really planned, really well planned out and organized. And where can you go to get the tickets?
Sunday, they will be sold at the Achman Race up at UAS.
Oh, wow. Okay. That sounds great.
Yes.
And we still have a few tickets between Tony and I, who've been, I'm sure you've seen our posters around town. And people have been calling us off of that, actually.
That's great. So, and we'll be sure to put the contact info on the website, too. So if folks want to know how to get a ticket, they can contact you and hopefully get their ticket before they sell out. One last quick question before we have to say goodbye. Who is doing the cooking for the meal?
Steve and Iha.
Okay, great. I'll
give you, he used to work as EMT for Juno, retired. But one other thing, if for donations, if people want to help out and they aren't around and they don't want to buy a ticket, but they would like to help, they do have a GoFundMe page.
Excellent.
Right. So Keep Kalei's Ohana Close is what they titled their GoFundMe page.
Okay.
And then one more thing, people have donated money, they didn't want to buy the dinners. So we're donating those dinners to the Glory Hall.
That's a great option for folks.
Yeah. So you're helping two causes at, with one ticket. So.
Well, Elsa and Tonya, thanks so much. Mahalo for speaking with me today. Best of luck with the fundraiser. I think it's for a great cause. I think that the whole town would like to turn out and help Kalei. So appreciate your time and all the details today.
Thank you, Shelley. This has been wonderful.
Have a great day.